Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
Commissioner Topping.
Here.
Chairman Irving.
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is the time for public comment for items not on today's agenda, and I have no speaker slips, so come back to close public comment and planning staff updates.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. On your planning, on your upcoming schedules, we have a canceled meeting on June 27th. And we definitely are having a meeting on May 30th, which is a long-range planning day, which falls on the fifth Thursdays, which occasionally happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be having that meeting. And May 23rd, you'll have a meeting, probably a half day. And then June 13th is also a regularly scheduled meeting. So
that's it.
That's it for now.
Okay. Yes. And just a reminder, as I mentioned at the last meeting, I will be absent the June 13th meeting.
Yes, we have that down.
Great. Moving then to consent agenda. Does any member of the public or the commission wish to pull or speak on an item?
I have one.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman.
Campbell?
No, or else I can correct it when we get back to the office.
I think corrected back at the office will be fine.
Good
okay.
enough, certainly.
Great. Any other comments on the minutes? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor. So a motion to approve. Ramona, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Topping?
Yes.
Commissioner Christensen?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Chairman Irving?
Yes. Thank you. And that brings us then to hearing item number one, which was continued, I believe. Does that need to be introduced?
Yes. Hearing item number one is a hearing to consider a request by Richard Phillips for a third time extension of a minor use permit and coastal development permit. County file number DRC 2005-00142, supervisorial district number 2, Carrie Brown, project manager.
Good morning.
Carrie
Brown, County Planning. We are requesting a continuance to get more information regarding Morrill Shoulder Band snails. It's been quite some time since the snail surveys were done on the site, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has requested updated information.
Mm-hmm. And that's continued until?
July 26th.
July 26th. Question from Mr. Murphy?
Well, I just noticed on the Morro Bay kangaroo rat, the exact same verbiage regarding the study that was done. So I just want
you
to
know,
sure
the service was satisfied that the project will not impact.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that we consider it so we don't continue it again for the same reason the next time we convene.
Right.
Any other comments? Do we need to take an action on that?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, Jim Orton from County Council, I think you need to open it to the floor also in case somebody wants to comment.
Is very good. I thank you very much, Mr. Orton. So I will open that item one to comments from the public, but I have no speaker slips on that. So, closing public comment, bring it back to the commission. And could I have a motion from someone?
I'll move that we continue item one, the third time extension for minor use permit, DRC 2005-00142, to July 26th.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. We have motions made and seconded. Ramona?
Commissioner Christensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Campbell?
Aye.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Topping?
Yes.
Chairman Irving?
Yes. Thank you very much. Would you then introduce item number two, please?
catch up here. Item number two is a hearing to consider a request by Gloria Bello for a variance coastal development permit. County file number DRC 2011-00018, supervisorial district number 3, Cody Scheel, project manager.
Great. Cody?
Good morning, Chairman Irving and members of the commission. I'm Cody Scheel, Department of Planning and Building, and we're here today to discuss the Bello project. The project is a request by Gloria Bello for a minor use permit, coastal development permit, to allow the construction of a 2,859 square foot, four unit, two story apartment building with an attached garage, and to allow for a parking standard adjustment to reduce the required number of parking spaces from 6 to 5. The project will replace an existing 1,440 square foot, two story apartment building, and will result in the disturbance of the entire 4,398 square foot parcel. A minor use permit is required for this project because the project is located in the coastal appealable zone. A minor use permit is also required to allow for the parking adjustment. The project also includes a variance to build multifamily units on a lot less than 6,000 square feet, which is a minimum lot size in the residential multifamily land use category. The proposed project is located at 236 Laurel Street, approximately 250 feet north of San Luis Street in the community of Avila Beach. The site is in the residential multifamily land use category and is located in the San Luis Bay coastal planning area. Okay, here we have an aerial photo of the site. Laurel Street's right there, our site. This is zoomed in a bit. And here we see the outline of the existing four-unit apartment building. Here's the existing site plan, Laurel Street to the left there, and then the existing apartment building. And one more close-up of the existing apartment building. Now I'm going to go over some of the history of the project. So there's an existing four-unit apartment building that's in disrepair due to its age, and the maintenance is an ongoing effort for the owner, and it's reached a point where the maintenance is no longer practical to keep upkeeping this building. And the county and applicant have met several times to discuss what to do with this existing building, what options we have for this lot. And we've been throwing around proposals since September 2011. So the original proposal was to perform a structural remodel of the building. However, this existing apartment building is considered legal nonconforming since it's existing on a lot that's less than a minimum lot size of 6,000 square feet. And so the owner cannot obtain building permits to remodel or structurally upgrade this unit or the existing building, as the county building department's practice is not to issue structural remodel permits for non-conforming uses. So the next proposal was to remove this existing apartment building and construct one new single-family residence. There's no minimum lot size for a single-family residence in the residential multifamily land use category as long as the residence meets the ordinance setback requirements. Design of this proposed residence was underway, and during staff review, it was found that in order to construct one single-family residence, the owner would have to replace the lost four multifamily units to an off-site location within the coastal zone. And so replacing the multifamily units was deemed economically infeasible due to the substantial costs of rebuilding the units and acquiring a new lot in the coastal zone. So the proposal was amended to replace the existing apartment building with a new four-unit apartment building. However, this would require a variance because of the minimum parcel size. The existing lot of 4,398 square feet predates the current lot size requirements outlined in the Coastal Zone Land Use Ordinance. Without the variance, the owner cannot replace this existing apartment building that's in disrepair. Now I'm going to go over some of the variance findings. The first one, the variance does not constitute a grant of special privileges inconsistent with the limitations upon other properties in the vicinity and land use category in which it's situated. This site is unique because it is less than 6,000 square feet and does have an existing four-unit apartment building on it. Replacement of this four-unit apartment building is consistent with the residential multifamily land use category, since it's considered a principally permitted use. Other lots in the area are similarly developed. The next finding, there are special circumstances applicable to the property, and because of these circumstances, the property would be deprived of privileges enjoyed by other property in the vicinity and in the same land use category. The existing 4,398 square foot parcel was created in 1924, prior to our current lot size requirements. Without the variance, the existing apartment building that is in disrepair would not be able to be replaced, and this in turn would deprive the owner of the privileges enjoyed by other properties within the same vicinity and land use category. The variance does not authorize a use that is not otherwise authorized in the land use category. In this case, the proposed project is a multifamily residence project, and that is an allowed use in the residential multifamily land use category. The variance is consistent with provisions of the local coastal program. This project keeps multifamily units in the multifamily zoning area of the urban, within the urban area of Avila Beach. This project would construct the same number of units as it's taken away, and this project will not block any view corridors of the ocean or the beach, public view corridors, that is. And the last variance finding, the granting of such application does not, under the circumstances and conditions applied in the particular case, adversely affect public health or safety, is not materially with yellow, is this is the street view of a multifamily project, looking at the yellow highlighted lot. This is a couple lots down from the project site. Again, we're looking at the yellow highlighted lot street view. This is a couple projects down, or excuse me, a couple sites down across the street, another multifamily project on a lot less than 6,000 square feet. Now, this lot is not less than 6,000 square feet, but I just wanted to point it out since it's directly across the street from the proposed project. This is a four-unit multifamily project. Now, I was going to touch on some of the parking adjustment findings. The first one, the characteristics of a use, the site, or its immediate vicinity do not necessitate the number of parking spaces, types of design, or improvements required. Due to the substandard lot size, we feel that the proposed to adjust the on-site guest parking requirement, due to the substandard lot size, we're proposing to adjust the guest parking from 2 to 1. The applicant is required to install curb gutter and sidewalk, and we feel that that will open up alternative curbside parking along the sidewalk on Laurel Street. The next adjustment finding, reduced parking will be adequate to accommodate the on-site parking needs generated by the use. Reduced spaces from 6 to 5 will be adequate because of the size and nature of the proposed four-unit apartment building. These units won't be very large. They're relatively small, and we don't foresee any large families moving into these units. The required parking in residential multifamily is 1 space per bedroom or studio unit, 1 additional guest space, plus one additional guest space for every four units. In this case, the applicant is proposing a four-unit apartment building, therefore a total of six required parking spaces. The adjustment would reduce it, obviously, from six to five, and we think five parking spaces with this proposed project is adequate. Again, the curb improvements will formalize street parking for additional guest spaces. And the last finding, no traffic or safety problems will result from the proposed modification of parking standards. Again, this project is replacing an existing four-unit apartment building and not increasing traffic intensity. And Laurel Street is a street developed able to handle traffic associated with the proposed project. Now, before my conclusion, I wanted to point out a change we made. And one of the conditions in the staff report will involve two conditions, but what we did here is we deleted condition, this is on page 213 of your staff report. And I believe you got some copies. Anyways, we deleted condition number six, but we took some of that language and incorporated it into condition number five. So new condition number five reads, at the time of application for construction permits, the applicant shall submit a drainage plan review and approval by the County Public Works Department in consultation with the current property owners of the shared 12-foot wide access easement. And so we got rid of condition number six. So what was condition number seven is condition number six and so on. And so with that, staff recommends approval of the variance, minor use permit, coastal development permit, ERC 2011-00018, based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B. That concludes my comments.
And I just want to mention that change in that condition of approval was a request from the applicant, in that the review of the drainage permit is approved by Public Works and it's in consultation with the neighbors. So they requested that clarification.
Great. Thank you very much. I should have asked if anybody had any ex parte on this item. With that, does Commission have a question of staff at this point?
Yeah, I would like to just ask a couple questions.
Sure.
Sorry. We got some correspondence in the last few days about concerns from the neighboring property owners regarding the easement and parking. If you could just go over that now before we get into public comment and
yes, deliberations. The owner of the easement is concerned about keeping her easement for driveway purposes only. She doesn't want any construction in the easement, no parking in the easement or storage. I have conditioned that there be no parking in the easement for this project.
It's from the commission at this time.
Oh, I'm looking at the site plan we're giving. I don't quite understand the driveway and the parking, how it operates. I don't have scale on here. Can you kind of show us where the driveway and where the parking is and how you access the parking spaces?
Absolutely. Just find that real quick.
There you are.
Okay, so here's the site plan. All right, so Laurel Street is here to the west, and this is the northern property line that divides the two adjacent parcels that incorporate the access easement. So this is the project site, obviously. This is the lot line, and the easement is located on the neighboring property. And it's right here that the northern boundary of the easement is this dotted line, and then the southern boundary of the easement is the existing property line between the two parcels. And it's a 12-foot easement, so they would be accessing the rear parking by using this easement off Laurel Street right here.
So are those two parking spaces in back, are they stacked then?
They are tandem. Or stacked, yes.
Okay. I guess I got a question too.
Okay. That you, yeah. Mr. Murphy? Mr. Topping, yes.
How do they work? How do you get in and out?
The parking spaces.
I know, but how do you get in and out?
Right. Well,
I'm looking at the footprint.
The tandem.
Is there an overhang or something?
I'm sorry?
For the tandems.
The tandems, you would have to jockey a car if one is behind the other one. The
tandem units or spaces are associated with one unit. So one unit has the tandem spaces assigned to it, so it's the same people that manage those spaces. And so.
But I'm looking at apparently a paved area that's got a projected, what is it, the upper floor? How do you, okay, so basically what you're saying is the, I don't have a pointer, the northernmost parking space would have to be empty in order to access. No. How do you get around there?
No, would all be open. This is all paved area.
So they would pull in that hatched area in front of that guest's parking space is the where they would pull straight in off of the access easement. So if you can show your cursor how they would drive in.
Yeah, they would come in off Laurel and then make a right-hand turn up pull in these.
For that unit.
Great.
Is there enough turning radius?
We can have the project engineer address the site design and turning radius movements.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Toppy? Sufficiently?
No.
Well, let's get into that a little further then. Mr. Campbell, did you have a question?
Back to the 12-foot shared access. In relation to the consultation on the drainage part of it, and given the letters we have here about the concern of the neighbor, is that going to involve anything other than grading and sloping, or does it involve any installation of drainage or anything that might be a problem with the neighbor?
I believe the applicant is not proposing to do any grading or improvements to the access easement, but they are required to submit drainage plans for public review.
And wouldn't that include a way for water to drain off, which might include some grading or scuppers or whatever?
Possibly. I think maybe the engineer can talk more into detail about that.
Great. Well, let's go to the applicant's presentation. If there is someone here, we'll come back to save your questions.
You bet. Sounds good. Yeah.
Good morning. I'm Michael Hodge, the project representative, and we have the owner here, Ms. Bello. To answer any questions, I want to thank Cody for a very complete, thorough staff report. To answer the question about the parking, you can get into that the tandem stalls and make that turning radius. We did check that. And what was the other question?
Drainage issues.
Oh, the drainage?
Or improvements to that easement road?
Right. Along with the frontage improvement installation, there is a new drop inlet because there's a natural sump in the street at that point. And then we're actually installing some additional storm drain pipe that stubs out to Lot 6, which is the 12-foot wide easement area, so that when that property develops, they can extend that pipe and then run it on down Lot 6, which is an alignment that was approved with a tentative map on the adjacent parcel, which I think has expired at this point, but Public Works had reviewed that at that time a few years ago.
Part of the packet. And my question again is, if the northernmost parking space that's identified, if you'd show that, please. Northernmost parking space at the back. If that's occupied,
can you make a turn around that?
Can you get around that car?
It looks to me like you can. Now, these gray boxes are slightly larger than what the proposed site is, just so you can see them better. All these parking stalls are 9 foot by 18, except for one that's a little bit smaller. This one is about 16, so plenty of room for standard-sized cars. And if this spot is occupied, there should be enough room between the property line in the end of this parking stall to pull out, make a three-point turn, and pull out onto Laurel Street. That's the way I see it.
It's as if you're pulling into a parking space. If you're going down the easement and making a right turn, it's as if you're turning into a parking space. It's relatively the same size. It's at least the width of the parking space is 9 feet, and then there's another foot in front of that other parking space. So they have a 10-foot wide area to turn into.
Yeah. Usually they're... when you have a right angle condition like that, a 90-degree turn, there's space for turnaround, backup, hammerhead space, if you follow me. And so if you're one of the cars in the back, both cars are going to be dependent on each other to be able to park there, number one. Number two, when one of them is coming out, So you've got 12 feet of space to get around the other car. That's what you're saying on your 90 degrees turn, left turn.
It looks that way.
And that's enough.
They might have to jockey, I keep using that word.
Well, where do you jockey? If you jockey, you have to go on to the adjoining property to the east, right?
Well, I believe you probably have enough radius there between. I'm not sure which stall we're talking about.
Can we just hang on a second, Ken? You guys have been living in the country too long. All we're talking about is a big long parking lot. The two people on the right hand side they live together. They're gonna have to sometimes one of them's gonna have to pull out and the other one pull in. It's a tandem parking space. It's not optimum, but it fits the parking onto the lot. This is not an uncommon situation in
Ms. Christensen. I think Commissioner Topping's question is really more: is there room to get around?
I'm just talking about physical space. If staff and the engineer and you say there's enough physical space, I'll go along with it.
We had our engineer, Mr.
The applicant address this. Thank you, Mr. Hodge.
Thank you.
It's going to be tight. Yes.
So I think what can be done here is the parking stall that's parallel to lot 6. You can see there's room behind it. There's a little garbage enclosure behind it. And I've got distance between the colored in parking stall and that trash enclosure. I can rotate it. I can slide the car back probably another 8 feet if need be to free up that back out maneuver so you're not potentially clipping the front of the car.
Yeah,
I understand your concern.
Well, it's not just clipping the car. It's also ease of ingress and
Right, and this, if you notice some of the dimensions that I put on the drawing, it dimensions a 24-foot distance between the back of the car and the edge of the easement, which is a standard aisle width in a parking lot, which is what Ryan was trying to describe. So we have adequate back out to back out and then make the turn, and I think that's probably a good suggestion to just slide that car over a little bit to make sure we can make it.
Thank you, Mr. Hodge.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Ms. Christensen?
Yes, thank you. I was confused about what you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the people. Well, never mind.
The tandem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, sure. And I guess I just assumed that. Yeah, never mind. I just assumed that that big gray box is not really.
It's not.
That's not really the actual size of what a vehicle would be. But I hear your concern, and I think that's a great idea. And
a little space there would be really good because that way there'll be the tent. People won't be tempted to.
Long and you're backing up towards lot 7, I don't see how you back up and make a right turn. It looks like to me you're going to have to back up all the way to the street to get out of there.
Well, I think with.
After they develop lot 7, right now, obviously, it's open.
Right. With what Mr. Hodge said. Mm-hmm. If this parking stall was bumped up to the west there, I guess it is, then it would free up a lot of this space, and I think that would be enough radius to back up and make that turn. You might have to make a few point turns, but I would think that would – I haven't tried it.
Yeah, if there's enough
– it's going to be tight.
Back and, to the right and make
a compromise. Yeah, and possibly some of these people are going to test their – backward driving skills in some cases.
And Mr. Hodge, you want to lay
it? Yeah, and I would like to point out, I believe in Frank, I think, and it's Frank, right? Frank, yeah, can help me with this. But I believe we're allowed to back out four cars. You could back straight out from a parking lot that has four cars to the street. So if need be, if there was a car there in the way and he was pushed up too far, you could still back on out to the street, up the driveway.
And is Lot 6 the only access to Lot 1, the long lot behind all these properties? Is that their access?
No, that lot takes access from San Luis Parkway as well.
Okay. So that...
No, that's right.
I was just thinking it might...
She said, is that incorrect?
It's only access...
Oh, so there's a back parcel there. Oh, okay. So this is our neighbor, Mary Matakovich, and... So she's just corrected me. I guess the way to get to that is through...
Well, that's good, because that means that's going to be a driveway, so you can back up into that driveway and pull out of this property.
Right. We have no intention of using it other than a driveway.
When it is developed, it'll be an access driveway to the neighbor. Unless they put a gate up, it'll be an option of that around the other direction.
Ms. Christensen, your light's on.
Yeah, the only other question I have, and I do appreciate having Mary Matakovich here just so we can make sure our neighbor is happy or at least satisfied. I do want to talk about the fact that we want this driveway easement to be only for a driveway, because if you had somebody parking there, even if it was for a short time, it really would cause a huge, obviously a huge problem with those three parking spaces that we've now... range to make sure we can get people in and out of. So can we just add some requirement for an actual sign stating this is for a driveway only, no parking, absolutely? I mean, this, obviously somebody could, run in and take a risk, but that way people, for instance, somebody visiting and who may not know that other cars or need to get in and out, they need to have an understanding there that that really the driveway needs to be kept clear. Does that make sense, everybody?
My take, if that's a problem, let the landowners take care of that. I don't think that should be mandated. They have sense enough to put a sign up if they have a problem. It's been there for years anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know if, just because we have had concerns raised that it really remain open for the driveway only and no parking.
Well, I think the sign benefits both properties, as you just pointed out. So we
it doesn't have to be a big, ugly, horrible sign. I just, just appropriate signage, stating that this is driveway only, no parking, should be supplied. No big deal.
It's already there.
So we have up on the screen condition 22 on your screen, and we're adding a sentence. To add signage,
except
that restricts parking in the easement.
I'd support that. I just had another question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, I see your light. Ms. Christensen, you're done? Yes, Mr. Toppy.
Yeah, Lot 1, which is adjacent, is there a fence along there?
I'm just going to look for a picture that I might have to see if there's an existing fence there.
Well, I see
it. There is a partial fence in the back.
Fence behind the existing. Yeah.
We'll be building probably a new fence on the property line.
On the property line.
Yeah, it's an older, I think it's kind of falling down now. So.
Is that your?
Yep, that was my question.
Because Mr. Murphy?
Relates to everything else.
I was wondering on the parking spaces. I see we're giving credit for tandem parking spaces, but the parking in front of the garage is not considered a parking space if there's adequate distance between the curb and the garage door.
According to the Avila Beach specific plan, we cannot consider parking spaces in front of the garage within the front setback. However, someone could park there, need be.
Right. Okay.
It just doesn't.
As noted, have been renumbered as well. Any other commissioners? I have a couple of questions. Perhaps to Mr. Hodge or to Cody, I'm wondering about the question of drainage and the lack of improvement to the easement road. I presume that you've discussed this with Public Works, and there was not considered a requirement to have some additional stormwater containment?
Yes, the solution you see on the plan is a byproduct of meetings that I had with Glenn Marshall, mm-hmm. who at the time was running Development Services. And so this is a collaborative effort on how to handle a problem area, actually, and build as much improvement as we could and stay within either the public right-of-way or on our property.
Okay. And that satisfies me. I do have a question, Cody, of the issue of retaining one of the units for affordable housing. Is there a time limit on that, or is that in perpetuity?
We consider it in perpetuity. The condition says that they shall...
This shall maintain one unit for affordable housing. I just was wondering if there. Sometimes with public housing, there is a specific time limit at which it expires. So, not in this case.
I think we're going to keep. Yeah, in okay. perpetuity.
Okay.
Yes.
You do have a condition. I believe it's number 14 on cultural resources. Given the fact that this building, there's already a building there, is that really necessary to go through the whole process of examining for human remains and things of that sort?
It's in the Avila Beach specific plan to do a archaeological survey, and they did complete that just in case.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Does any other...
Mr. Chairman, Jim Morton from County Council.
Sorry.
I wanted to respond again to the affordable housing condition.
Thank you.
I assume that's a Mellowville requirement of Section 092 of Chapter 4 of the ordinance, and there will be an agreement that is entered into that has the time periods required by the ordinance, and I believe it's... I haven't looked at it right now, but it's either 40 years or 55 years, whatever is in the ordinance,
okay.
will be put into the agreement, and then the agreement will cover it.
Great. Thank you for that.
So it will not be in perpetuity.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That clarifies that.
That's good.
Any other commissioner from the district?
All right. Thank you very much. So I'll go ahead and... move that we approve the variance minor use permit coastal development permit DRC 2011-00018 based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B as modified and read into the record.
And that includes the movement of the one parking space to the west on the north.
Yes,
side.
That includes the applicant's agreement to move the northernmost parking space further to the west.
Second.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Ramona, please.
Commissioner Christensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Topping?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Chairman Irving?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you. That we have no other business, could I have a motion to take all testimony and documents into the record?
So moved.
And seconded?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And a motion to adjourn this meeting until our next meeting scheduled on April...
No, May 23rd.
May
23rd.
It's already May.
It is already May. Thank you. May 23rd.
So moved.
Second.
We're going to fishing, remember?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you. How do we
Ramona?
How do we get to May?